The Passion of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
One of the 12, a man called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and to the elders and said, "What will you give me if I hand him over?" They gave him 30 pieces of silver. And from that moment on, he looked for the opportunity to betray him. Now, on the first day of unleavened bread, Jesus' disciples came to him and asked, "Where would you have us make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" Jesus said to them, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'My master says his time draws near, and he will keep the Passover in your house with his disciples.'" So they went and they did as Jesus commanded them, and they prepared the Passover supper. Now at evening, Jesus and his disciples were at table. And while they were eating, Jesus said to them, "One of you will betray me." They were all deeply grieved and began to say one after another, "Surely not I, Lord." Jesus said to them, "The one who has dipped his hand into the bowl with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man must go his way, as Scripture foretells, but woe to the one by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that one had he never been born." Judas said, "Surely not I, Rabbi." And Jesus said, "You have said it." Then while they were eating, he took the loaf of bread and he broke it. He gave it to them and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body." And then he took the cup and prayed the blessing. He said, "Take and drink it. This is my blood of the new covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. I assure you, I will never again drink of the fruit of this vine until I drink it new with you in the kingdom of my Father." Then they sang the hymn and they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, tonight every one of you will be deserters because of me." Peter said, "Even if all will become deserters, I will never desert you." Jesus said to him, "Peter, this very night, before the cock crows, you will deny me three times." Peter said, "Even if I have to die, I will never deny you." And the others said the same thing. Jesus took his disciples and they went to the place called Gethsemane. He said to them, "You stay here, and I will go over there and pray." He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee. He was deeply distressed and greatly agitated. He said to them, "I am sorely distressed, even unto death. Remain with me. Stay awake and stay with me." Then he went a bit further and threw himself on the ground and he prayed, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not what I want, but what you want." He went back to his disciples and he found them sleeping. He said to Peter, "Could you not stay awake with me for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you be not led to the hour of trial. Your spirit is indeed willing, but your flesh is weak." A second time he went back and he prayed, "Father, if this cup cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." He went back to the disciples and he found them sleeping, for their eyes were very heavy. And a third time he went to pray, and prayed in the same words as before. Then he came to the disciples and he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? The time has come for the Son of Man to be handed over to sinners. Arise, let us go on our way. Our betrayer is at hand." And as Jesus was speaking, Judas Iscariot arrived, and with him a crowd carrying swords and clubs, who came from the chief priests and the elders of the people. The betrayer had given them a signal, saying, "Whoever I kiss is the man, arrest him." Judas went up to Jesus. He said, "Greetings, Rabbi," and he kissed him. Jesus said, "My friend, do what it is you must do here." And they came forward and they laid hands on him and arrested him. Now one of those who were with Jesus reached for his sword, drew it, and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. Jesus said to him, "Put the sword back into its place. Those who take the sword will perish by the sword. Do you not believe that if I asked my Father, he would send more than 12 legions of angels? But then how would the scriptures be fulfilled that these things must happen?" Then he turned to the crowd and he said, "You come out against me with swords and clubs as if I were a bandit. I sat with you in the temple teaching, and no one arrested me. But this is done so that the scriptures of the prophet might be fulfilled." Then all his disciples deserted him and fled.